From studios located in the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland. It's the VR2 Show, brought to you by the University of Findlay, VR2's flagship station, WLFC FM, and Classic Fiat, located in Mentor, Ohio. Log on to www.driveclassicfiat.com to see the new Fiat 500, the official car of the VR2 Show. Now, here's Mike Unis and Chris Kraus.
Oh, Mike, what are you doing?
Well, come on.
Wow, it's really hot out here.
Yes.
Well, let's go downstairs and record.
No, we're going to the basement, but not before we have a little fun. Today, I've got some things planned.
Well, you know what? I like the sprinkler here. What do you got? You're like watering the slip and slide. What are you doing?
Well, besides flying a kite, my favorite thing as a kid was to run through the sprinkler. I was the sprinkler nerd until I was like 16.
Well, you know, okay. We could have a wet t-shirt contest. I could take off my flip-flops here.
Careful.
Okay, I know, right?
But hey, let's do this, and then we'll go do the show. But I need this little bit of, a little diversion.
Diversion.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is your idea of diversion. I don't want to know.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
I am. We're going to run through the sprinkler.
There
like
it is.
A
listen,
of kids.
Listen. I love the sound.
I know, right? This love is a summer sound.
And, all right, I'm going to run through first.
Okay, go.
And I'll meet you on the other side. But here's what you got to do.
Okay.
You run.
Yeah.
You jump over the sprinkler.
The sprinkler.
And then I'm going to slide as far as I can slide under the grass, all right?
You're going to slide on the grass, and then am I following you?
Yeah.
I don't want to. Okay.
Yeah. Let me do it first. Here, I'll show you. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Okay, well,
wee! Are you ready, Chris?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Come on, it's your turn.
Okay, here I come.
All right, go, Chris,
okay,
go.
I can't believe it.
Here's another steaming hot recycled summer classic on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
Track. So chill out with another cool piece of recycled vinyl from Mike and Chris on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, hit that song right. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
The summer, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
Raising the grasses, a gas, baby, can you dig?
And the bird, birds darting.
VR2, and Chris, are you?
Yeah, I recovered,
nice
I think.
Nice little spill.
Well, it was fun, actually. It was fun to get wet. It was really hot outside, so.
We might have to go back out later.
All
do
right.
Do it again.
Yeah, and do a little kite flying.
Let's make this our unofficial, official summer music show.
Well, you know, it's here, finally,
yes.
So we should enjoy it as much as we can.
So let's do that.
Okie doke.
And I think that we did that with this first set.
I think this first set was awesome.
And this little summer number.
Yeah, it was a number one pop R&B hit.
Yeah, you knocked me out with that P on that pop.
This was really a great song on the charts in 1969, Friends of Distinction, Grazing in the Grass.
Yep, and this is the, you know, you've categorized them correctly. They are very much like the Fifth Dimension.
Well, you know, and I always get the song mixed up.
Or the Fifth Dimension.
With the Fifth Dimension. So, you know, Friends of Distinction are just, you know, very similar. You're right.
Yep.
This is a far out, can we dig it tune?
I can dig it, dig it, dig it. You could dig it, dig it, we could dig it, dig it.
See, you're a scat singer. You did a good job.
You know.
And I like the bongos, too. This is really an out of sight tune.
It is. And it's one of those, you know, you didn't have to be doing anything illegal, but you were hanging out in the grass digging this one.
Grazing in the grass is a gas.
And before that, we were boogieing. You know, kind of cool in a cool kind of way to the Summer in the City Lovin' Spoonful song.
Yeah, this is a great song for Summer in the City. 1966 for this big one. And this was written by Mark Sebastian, John Sebastian's brother. They both wrote it together. This was a number one hit on the Billboard charts.
It's one of those songs that comes back every year. In the summertime, you'll hear this song from time to time.
This is like a childhood song for me. It's like a song of my youth. Very powerful. I wore this record out.
Yeah.
Powerful signature tune, and I love the piano solo in this song. Very famous descending bass line on the guitar licks. Love it, love it. The Kinks do a similar descending bass line, which is kind of cool. I think this is a true classic, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Again, it does. Summer songs, especially this summer song, comes back, makes an appearance every summer season.
You're right. This is a true summer classic. Sounds of Summer, Jackhammer's Traffic. And you know what, Mike? This song is 46 years old.
Yep.
Think of that.
Wow.
I know. Anyway, great song.
So before that, we heard from War, and I believe Eric Burdon was in this band.
Yes, indeed.
And Summer, a really, really big summer classic within the pop era.
The R&B charts hit number four, very awesome for 1976. I remember drinking Boone's Farm wine to this song. I know, it's true.
Yeah, that was like a stomach pump wine.
Yeah, this was a time when I was broke, but I was happy, and I think I was even working at the Agora.
Yeah.
It's an innocent time to my recollection.
Well, as far as you knew.
Yeah.
So, and before that, we were doing the swim and doing the little jerk and all those songs, all those dances they did back in the 60s, out on the lawn, Wipeout and the Safaris.
The Safaris did this. It was kind of a stretch, quite frankly.
It was done also by the Ventures, right?
It was, absolutely. This was a number two hit. Great instrumentation on this song, no question about it. And these kids were all teenagers together.
Yep.
And believe it or not, the drum solo performed by Ron Wilson in the song became one of the most famous drum solos ever.
And it elicited all of everybody around the world playing desk and table drums like this.
Well, I know, this is really true. This was actually a cadence song used by the marching band of the high school that he went to, and this marched the band out onto the field. Can you believe that?
I can believe that.
I know, and this song was supposed to be the B song, but they actually flipped it and made it the A song because it was so popular.
A, B, it made the radio. That's all that matters.
Indeed it did. Great summer song.
Well, hey, it's a great way to kick off our summer, unofficial summer show.
Some great music.
Lots more summer heat coming. Lots of smashes. So hang with us. Hang 10.
Hang 10. There
if you
go.
Will. We'll tell you what that means later.
The VR2 show holds the key to a brand new custom designed Fiat 500, and it could be yours. If you can crack the code on the VR2 record vault, just pick the correct four-digit combination in the proper order, and you'll drive away in our special edition Little Italy Fiat 500, exclusively from Classic Fiat in Mentor, Ohio. Make the classic choice, and VR2 Vintage Rock Radio. Get to www.vr2show.com for details.
Hey, Chris, are you ready? We're calling contestant number 6.
Yes, I'm ready. Let's call.
Let's see. Let's call him now. What
good
is his
idea.
Name? It is a him.
It is a him. His name...
It's weird. It's like Illy or something.
It's Yilly. Y-L-L-I Breggy. Interesting dude.
Hi, is Illy there?
Yeah.
Illy, this is Mike and Chris.
At the VR2 show.
One second. Who's this?
You registered for the car. Remember, you filled out the form for the car to win the Fiat.
Well, I'll call you in a couple seconds, please.
Yeah. I think he's...
Is that a hang-up?
Let's see if he calls us back. Well, Chris, we've never been hung up on before.
Dude, I've hung up on you before.
Illy was really, like, out there.
Okay.
We give him a moment, or... Oh, wait, I think he's calling back. Let's answer. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Illy?
Hello?
Hi, is this Yilly Breggy?
This is his daughter. How can I help you?
Okay, we just chose his name. He has an opportunity in this moment to win the Fiat.
To win it? Oh, I'm sorry. What else does he need to do?
Nothing.
He chose 4 numbers. And we have the numbers. We ended up choosing him. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wow, that's really good news. Yeah.
I know, right? It's very exciting.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you ready to play for him?
Sure. I mean, yes, I can do that.
Okay, great. What is your name?
Dorada.
Hi, Dorada. I'm Chris Krause.
And I'm Mike Yunus. That's a pretty name, Dorada.
It is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm sorry. Could you wait for 1 second, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. Oh. Delina?
Okay, I'm sorry. I just have to translate for my dad.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Where are you from?
We live in Rocky River.
Okay, that's awesome.
Oh, Delana, is that the native tongue of Rocky River, Ohio? So what would your nationality be?
Yeah, what is your nationality?
Albanian.
I love Albanian food.
it's pretty good.
This is very exciting.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take the 4 numbers. Your father has chosen 1017 as the numbers, and that might be a birthday or something.
Mm-hmm.
1017.
It's his birthday.
He chose his own birthday.
Well,
that would be a good birthday present for him.
Good for him.
So here's what we're going to do. Chris is going to get over to the machine here.
I am.
We'll punch the numbers in, and we'll take it from there. So, okay, Chris,
okay,
punch the first number in.
Okay, here I go. 1017. Okay.
Oh, it didn't open the vault.
What a bummer.
Oh, but you know what?
I had my fingers crossed on this one. Jeez.
I did too, because we just met him and we were so... He says, I want a car. Can I win that car?
Yes, he did speak with an accent, of course, and it was very kind of you to translate.
Right.
And I'm so sorry you didn't win the car, but hey, what would he have done if he would have won the car? Would he have given it to you?
I think he would have kept it for himself.
All right. Well, that's awesome.
That's okay.
We do have a consolation prize.
Yes. We have a VR2 keychain with a VR2 piece to you insignia on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have an autographed picture of Chris and myself. Not quite the same as a car, but you know what?
But coveted nonetheless. People love our picture and they put it on their Frigidaire.
And it has been
fun. That's nice.
It's been very fun playing, And we hope that you will tune in VR2.com.
VR2show.com.
Thank you. You're welcome.
VR2show.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you for playing.
Thank Dad for us.
Yeah, but keep listening.
I will. Thank you.
Take care, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Be listening next week for your chance to win. Log into www.vr2show.com for official contest rules exclusively from this station and VR2. Vintage Rock Radio. Recycling the greatest years in music radio. 1965 to 1985. That's VR2. Here's another bubblegum classic. Straight out of the VR2 Pennygum Ball Machine. Sunshine, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
Oh, fall, and there she goes back. Bye, 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 babe.
Now summer days, oh, summer days.
Bop, 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 when I want to.
Oh, it's good.
Down there in the country, sir.
Summer breeze showing off their silver leaves as we walk by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer night, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain.
I love it!
VR2 Rock Redemption.
What do you do when you get all day? The double is waiting.
VR2, and we are sweating the summer heat, right?
With this amazing summer song.
Well,
love it.
You know, here's the thing. It's not really a summer song. It was a big song in the summer, but this song for me, the reason why it made the list, Layla by Derek and the Dominoes, was it was a song that reminds me of summer because it was like on the radio the entire summer back in 1971, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about that. This was one of rock's signature riffs on this song, right?
Yeah, excellent.
One of the best guitarists of our own time was
Eric
Clapton.
Slow hand.
Love it.
You know, I didn't understand the slow hand thing because his finger picking was pretty good on the guitar.
Yeah, his finger picking was wonderful. And this song was actually inspired, Mike, by the unrequited love that Clapton had for George Harrison's wife, Patty Boyd.
I remember you talking about that
before. I know, right? This was also a 1993 Grammy Award Best Rock Song, believe it or not.
I have no doubt.
And Derek and the Dominoes, wow. You're right. Performed Eric Clapton in 1970. Dwayne Allman played slide guitar on this. So it's really a cool song.
Well, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
good choice.
It did help redeem the song that you brought to us before that, which is, you know, great song. It's just a little bit sleepy, but it is a seventh song stretch.
Hey, 1964 was a great year for Chad and Jeremy. A summer song. This was a summer song. Yeah, this was really their biggest hit, though, quite frankly. They were one of the first British invasion bands to appear in the United States.
Well, that is good.
Yeah, and this is simply just beautiful music as far as I'm concerned. I think it's a very spiritual song, very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
About yesteryear's gone, this is absolutely beautiful. And as far as I'm concerned, their acoustic guitars and their harmonies were awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Forever remain timeless.
It was a girly song, but you know, you're
a girl. No, it was very popular back then. Don't forget, we're coming out of folk music at this time.
Okay. Before that, we were funkin' a little bit with Sly and the Family Stone and a summer song that will be on the radio, I would venture to say, as long as there is radio.
Hot fun in the summertime, a really good song from 1969. This song helped Sly and the Family Stone gain popularity.
Yeah. Well, I loved Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, me too. Great funky song.
It was one of my introductions to funk was Sly, and I thought, you know, this is the music for me.
Absolutely.
Before that, I'm going to call this bubblegum.
Okay, you can
pop.
Go for it.
It definitely is a poppy song, but I've been craving a piece of bubblegum, so it's going to be my surrogate bubblegum song, Vanity Fair, Hitchin' a Ride.
I'm going to let you have this one on bubblegum because it was summer and bubblegum was very popular during the summer of 1970. This was number 5 on the charts and number 16, you know, on the UK charts. Some say that this is inspired by hitchhiking. Some say.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
This was their biggest hit in the
US. I did that once.
Yeah? Hitchhike?
And I was grounded for about a year.
Dude, I never hitchhike. I was always terrified to do that.
Well, I was a guy, you know. I wasn't worried about any of that stuff.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
So.
Anyway, great song. Tapping your feet to this tune for number 9.
That's it.
Love it.
And we will be right back with more summer favorites right after this. So don't touch that dial.
With 7 airbags, electronic stability control, and electronic brake assist, the Fiat 500 conquered safety. With a Consumer's Digest Best Buy, it conquered value. With over 500,000 ways to customize, it conquered individuality. And with the Men's Journal 2011 Gear of the Year Award, it conquered the critics. You might as well surrender now. The 2012 Fiat 500. Starting at just $15,500. Visit FiatUSA.com. Well-qualified buyers get 0% APR financing on the Fiat 500 for 60 months. MSRP excludes destination, tax, title, and license fees. $16.67 per month per $1,000 finance regardless of down payment through Ally. Excludes ABART. See dealer for details. Fiat is a registered trademark used under license by Chrysler Group, LLC.
I love it!
Mike and Chris salute the king of the charts, the late Dick Clark, with this former pop music smash hit on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy. Last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Of recycled vinyl from Mike and Chris on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2.
I know, right? We're just playing records.
Singing, yeah, yeah, bon, c'est bon. neighbors and friends. I like a country morning, all smothered in dew. I just got a way to make a man feel shiny and new. And she'll sing in the evening, old familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you.
VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.
Yeah, those
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
We're having fun in the summer. So much fun.
Yep. In the summertime.
Yep. In the summertime. But, you know, this is the summertime of 1969 with Brian Adams.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I got the wrong song
you're
in my
backwards.
Brain. I am backwards.
But
oh,
it
my
is
goodness.
Summer rocker.
It's 1984 for this tune, right?
This song redeemed all the wimpy songs we had.
Wimpy songs, summer songs might be wimpy songs. They're kind of wispy.
Wispy.
Okay, but this was number five.
Big song.
In the summer of 69, Brian Adams was 9 years old. This song was about looking back on summertime and making love. That's what it was all about. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Okay, and
I mean, lots of songs are about making love.
Well, yeah, but this officially was a metaphor.
Okay, but before that, we were talking about all the sweet city women.
Yeah,
in
happy.
Any city, USA.
I consider this to be a happy A song.
Yes,
and
it
we
is.
All know what that means.
That means that it was on the A side of the record?
No, that's not what it means at all. This was 1971 for this song.
Yeah.
And it
now
was
I've
number
got more
eight.
Editing to do.
It was number eight in the United States. This is pop perfection as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And the banjo, oh my gracious, is so much fun, isn't it?
The Stampeders, yeah. They played a little banjo, a little bit of rock, a little bit of folk, a little bit of hootenanny kind of stuff going on.
And dude, they're scatting. Bump, she bump, bump, bump. Yeah, they're scatting in this one.
Well, country people did, and southern people did a form of scat.
Uh-huh. Bell bottoms, platform shoes,
yep.
Scatting.
I'm
and, you know, this does touch your happy spot.
Yeah, okay.
Good choice.
And before that, we heard probably the biggest summer song ever released on pop radio by Mungo Jerry.
Number three in the U.S.
A song that probably has garnered 20 million copies by now.
Yeah, and you know what? This was his number one hit single. It was a big one.
Did he have
another
one?
No, no, no. It wasn't his number one hit single. It was three in the U.S., but it was his first hit single. Yeah, but this was their only hit in the States.
Yeah.
This sold over 16 million copies worldwide and was Britain's biggest selling single in 1970.
Beautiful.
I know. Love it.
Love it, and it is a song that sings summer, summer, summer to all of us.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what? Summer is way too long and way too important for us to only do this once. So we're going to come back and do this again.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
I think that we should invite our friend.
Yes. B. Derek Shaw, who is an expert on beach music, a genre of music that is a subgenre of rock, that we will have him explain and walk up his favorite song. That happens to be beach, and you know, see if that sticks with this audience.
I think it will. I think beach music has its place, and I think that he's the gentleman. Derek is the guy to talk about it.
So we'll bring back Derek, who's an alumnus of this radio station.
WLFC alumnus.
Yep. And well, that's our flagship station.
And the cool thing about Derek is he's got his head in vinyl 24/7.
Yep. Get to our website to the Keystone Record Collectors
VR2Show.com.
It's on there. It's got its own little page. You can go find the link to that and find out where Derek is going to be doing his record show next. He is absolutely a pro, and nobody knows more about vinyl than this dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to be coming up to our peaceful, summer peaceful song.
This summer peace song is just that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to bring you a little peace right after this.
Mike and Chris are back, riding the peace train on VR2. All aboard.
VR2 and peace.
Yes.
Is now.
Okay, but first.
But first, we want to thank the University of Findlay, Chris Underation. We want to thank Classic Fiat.
Okay.
Because they are a fun company that happens to sponsor our show. And we want to also thank, who else? Oh, Mike Russell.
Mike from all the way across the pond.
Get to our website and find their link, www.vr2show.com. Find the link for Music Radio Creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MRC.
We're going to go and just allow you to do peace now.
Okay, I'm doing peace.
Okay, so you get to do the summer peace song. Go.
I chose the song Girl from Ipanema. Okay. Now, many of you may disagree with that.
Well, say that fast three times.
A girl from... No,
no, you don't
not
have
really.
To do that.
Okay. This song was sung by a beautiful voice, Astrid Gilberto and Stan Getz, in 1964. It was number 5 on the pop charts. It's bossa nova personified, and it's musically subdued and peaceful. That's what you hear when you hear a bossa nova. You hear peace. Let me tell you a little bit about Astrid. Astrid Gilberto is the epitome of poise and grace, and classy and very sexy. It's almost like taking the ultimate chill pill, Michael, if you listen to this song. In this song, she was not a professional singer. Stan Getz, the jazz sax, tenor sax performer, invited her to be part of this. She actually was Gilberto's wife, and she was the only one that could speak some English. So, not being a singer, she got out there and she sang the song because they wanted an American version. That's a little bit that I know about. But I like the song. It's very James Bond, you know?
Yeah,
it's drinking
it
martinis. It's
totally
very cool that way. And it's
the sexy
kind of
girl and the guy with the gun.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Anyway, here's the story. The story goes that they were at a bar in Reno de Janeiro in 1962. Jobim and a friend composed this song about a gorgeous woman that they would often see on the beach of Ipanema. This song was originally written on a napkin, Mike. Two talented men sitting in a beach bar, musing and ogling over a young woman and her beauty. Astrid Gilberto is the Queen of Samba. She earned that title. And if you follow her career, she, in truth, became a star, but very reluctantly. Remember, this song sold over 2 million copies and won a Grammy in 1965. It washed past, Michael, the Beatles and A Hard Day's Night. And after this song was created, she created an album that was nominated as the best album of the year, and it received the Latin Jazz USA Award Lifetime Achievement Award for her outstanding contribution to Latin jazz music. This song is so iconic, it has become a caricature of 60s coolness. The bossa nova is peaceful, gentle, and relaxing, and the girl from Ipanema started it all.
Okay then, Chris. Well, I think that I'm going to do the happy tango out.
The tango?
Or the bossa nova.
Oh, my gracious.
Tango, bossa nova, it's all the same.
No,
right?
It's really not.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome
for that.
We've
had fun doing summer.
Indeed we have. We get to do it again, too.
We want to invite everyone to come back the second round of summer songs, and we want to wish you a happy, peaceful summer from VR2. So with that, I will say VR2.
And I will say peace to you.
Thank you, Chris. We'll see everybody next week.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watched her so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. She walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at him. ¶¶
universe is listening.